G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of June 1, 2019. The team is me, John Barker, Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. Well, Daniel, as I've mentioned in Winning Post and Best Bets this week, we're back to Doomben for the Queensland Oaks on Saturday, and it's been there three of the past 4 years, and every time it's been at Doomben, it's been won by a Chris Waller trained favourite. Now, Chris Waller won't have the favourite on Saturday. We'll have a few runners. You give him any chance?
I do. I think the favourite, Princess Jenny, will be hard to beat as the market reflects. But yeah, he's got a few chances here. I think a couple of bigger odds we'll touch on a bit later do have a good chance. But in saying that, it was a work we cut out for him. Of course, last start, Group 1 winner in South Australia, the Oaks winner, Princess Jenny, will be hard to beat. So, but yeah, I think he's definitely got a chance with one of his three or four runners.
And Joel, one of the other features, the Group 2 Morton Cup. Just the 10 acceptors, two of them already scratched as we speak to you on Thursday afternoon. Anything there that can use the ticket into the Stradbroke and do some damage?
Well, one of the remaining eight's already in, Viridine, and he'll be a $2.40 favourite. He's already in the Stradbroke, and the other two that need a ticket are Echo Effect, who I don't think's got a chance, and Pretty in Pink, who I think does have a chance, especially after talking to John O'Shea for a story for the paper this week. Yeah, he's had his eye on the Stradbroke for a while. Of course, he won it with the filly Private Steer, who was an absolute gun going back many years ago.
All righty, we'll take you right through the black type at Doomben. Both Daniel and Joel have done the form, so strap yourselves in. We start with race one, Mitavite the Phoenix. This one's for two-year-olds. Listed event over 1630. Has it always been over a mile?
I questioned that this morning. I thought it was used to be a 1400 metre race, but I'd actually didn't go back and confirm, but yeah, I don't remember it being a mile.
Anyway, Daniel, what do you like here?
Yeah, I think the winner will come from one of the two who came out of the same Newcastle Maiden 3 weeks ago. Autocratic, I've got on top of Shadow Hero. Autocratic, Snowden Train Galloper. I put the writing on the wall, I think, before winning said Maiden last start. It's been racing in some pretty good stakes races before breaking the Maiden. I think you can go on with it here. Shadow Hero in next for the Newnham Stable. In for third, Accessory. And fourth, Creator, another Snowden runner. But yeah, 4.751 in the first.
Yeah, Shadow Hero was my pick here. I just thought he had a bit of room for improvement off that debut run that Daniel mentioned. And maybe Creator can improve. He was a bit plain last week in the sires. There was no money for him at all. So he needs to improve. But that was a tougher race than he meets here. So Shadow Hero, maybe a saver on Creator.
The second's another two-year-old race, this one over 1,200. It's the Authentic Security Oxlade Stakes. A listed event, Daniel, and again, we've got set weights.
Yeah, look, if you're with California Zimbal last start, you got to stick with her, I think. She drew 15 of 16. She sat four wide the entire trip. James McDonald couldn't get in, and she did quite well to finish only two lengths off the winner there after a torrid run, really. She's smaller field, drawn six. Yeah, we'll get a nicer run, you'd think. I think she's quite classy. She won on debut quite easily in Sydney, a midweek race, and the runner-up, Maddie Rocks, has come out and bolted in a good midweek race herself next start. So look, the former rounder stands up. She'll start the favourite at 250, 260 at the moment, but she's clearly on top, and she's the best of the day for $9. 10 on top of 3, Diamond Thunder. Did a tough last start, but stuck on well. Six Neodorp and five Pareto, the Golem pair, third and fourth. But yeah, 10 California Zimbal on top in the Oxlade Stakes.
Yeah, and I agree. Maybe not a betting race for me. Maybe if you can take a couple of doubles either side. But I think California Zimbal from the better gate will be hard to beat.
Across to race four, it is the Sky Racing Morton Cup, 1,200 metres. And it is at Group 2 level. And as I mentioned, it's worth $200,000, but there is for a couple of the runners, there is the prospect of ballot exemption into the $1.5 million Stradbroke next Saturday. Daniel?
Yeah, look, it was hard to separate my top three or four picks in the race. With I'm Excited, the excuses offered in the Group 1 last weekend. Back to 1,200, a pet trip of hers, won four, placed five from 11 starts. She's a very good horse, and yeah, in a tough race, she's on top just of Viridine, top win at Scone, last start in the Hortensia. I think cases also can be made for Brave Song, who's got that trekking form, ran so well in a Group 1 last week, and Pretty in Pink, newbie on the scene, if you will, against these sort of older horses. 3, 1, 9, and 4.
Yeah, I'll be having something on Pretty in Pink. John O'Shea's earmarked the Stradbroke as a bit of a target. Things didn't go right for it. Scone, wide gate, big weight, just got too far back. But she ran on pretty well. She's drawn well, which she needed to, and she's on the minimum, so she might be able to show up. And I might have a little saver on Winter Bride in the same ownership. She's a pretty good mare. Weighed for age last time. She wasn't disgraced behind I Am Excited. Wouldn't be shocked to see her turn the tables at Doomben, where she races particularly well. So 9 and 6 for me.
Race 5 at Doomben on Saturday, IPG Marketing Solutions Lightning Handicap, a listed event over 10.50.
Deserved favourite, Plaguestone, but not on top. Good old friend. I've got Everyday Lady for the Will Clarkin stable, Aquas Farm Doan. Finished quite well in the, was it Goodwood? The Saints, the last start, sort of settled midfield and ran on quite all right. The winner, Sprite, was too good. There was only 2 lengths off Sprite, who knows, a genuine Group 1 horse now. Freshen for this, and the form prior reads quite well, so about each way odds. I'm happy to take that. I think Plaguestone and next, since Geld had been very good, no knock going down to the unbeaten Zoo style last start. In for third, I have In Good Time, a little luckless last start, and Batterhose in for fourth. 8 Everyday Lady on top each way of 9, 11, and 3.
Yeah, just a small play for me in this race. Batterhose each way. He's a pretty consistent performer, drawn well. This is his right distance range. He hasn't won second up, but runner-up 3 times, and he was pretty good fresh, so maybe something each way on him.
Race 6 at Doomben, first leg of the quaddie, Innovative Hire, Spear Chief Handicap, 1350 listed, Daniel.
Yeah, Melbourne stayed on top in this. I thought it was a pretty tough race. Can make a case for a few, we'll go wide in the quaddie, but sorely deserving of a win. He's placed 4 of his past 5. The effort in the Wheatwood was good, and second behind Tie Zone early in the prep reads well for this. It also has come on and run well since. So Melbourne stayed on top. 4 Intuition in next. Okay effort there at Scone. Form Pride been very good, wing 3 in a row. Mr. Marbaloo in for third. And I think Hector Pascal at big odds can be a bit of a knockout hope. 9, 4, 5, 15, first leg of the quaddie.
2 and 3 for me, Nicanova. They're both drawn wide, Nicanova and Redouble, so they're going to need a touch of luck. Nicanova had no luck first up in the BRC sprint. Held up for most of the straight and should have gone pretty close, I would have thought, to Tie Zone, who was dominant. He probably wouldn't have beaten him, but he's heavily in consideration for the Stradbroke now. So Nicanova, good record this track and trip, and Redouble on the back up from the Group 1 last week. His 2 previous runs were really good. Back to this level, he looks well placed. So yeah, I'll be playing those 2.
Second leg of the quaddie is race 7, Mitty's Helen Coghlan Stakes, listed event for fillies and mares over 1200. There were 19 acceptors, but even at this early stage, the ones that drew the 5 outside barriers are out, so the 3 emergencies get a run. There's 14 left. What do you like, Daniel?
I like Maltaja. Yeah, I'm a big fan of this filly. I thought the run of Doom was okay. Look, she got a long way back. The winner, Vega 1, was sort of off and gone at the top of the straight, and if you're on the short price favourite Maltaja that day, probably weren't too happy with how it was playing out. But I thought her run, despite the price she started, was quite good, and I think with a bigger field here, the speed should be on. We'll go back from the wide draw anyways, as she likes to do. So Maltaja on top, at the top of Madame Rouge. She's been racing really well this preparation. Warranty, I thought, was better than the form reads first up. She'll take benefit from that, no doubt. And 9, Prophet's Thumb in for 4th. But Maltaja on top of 3 of 16, 13, 9.
Yeah, probably the wide quaddie leg for me. You can make a case for a few. I think the one that's over the odds is Snow Valley. The market likes Prophet's Thumb and Madame Rouge, who both come through the Scone race behind Ready to Profit. That's the same race that Pretty in Pink comes out of. And Snow Valley was just about the run of the race in that race, I thought. And she's $26. So, yeah, I'm happy to have a something each way Snow Valley. But clearly Madame Rouge, Prophet's Thumb through the same form line. And then you've got Maltaja and Nantali, the other 2 class hopes. So there'll be the 5. I'll look at the quaddie, but I think the one that is overs is Snow Valley.
The big one is race 8, third leg of the quaddie, Treasury Brisbane, Queensland Oaks, 2200 for 3-year-old fillies, level weights, Group 1, worth $500,000, Daniel.
Yeah, hard to go past Princess Jenny here, Barks. Too good in the Schweppes Oaks in Adelaide last start. 2,000 metres, I think the step up to 2200 metres will be no problem. And I think this is an inferior field to that day, not by much. They both weren't great Group 1 races, admittedly, but look, if she runs up to that last start run, she'll be very hard to beat, Princess Jenny. I think the one at odds that can be a bit of a knockout hope is Savinge. from the Wallace stable. Drawn wide, slight concern, but she had been knocking on the door prior to her maiden. She won her maiden in a benchmark 64 at Canterbury. She won quite well, set up to 1900, proving the factor. I think 2200 metres, breeding suggests she'll relish it. And I think Savinge at a big price can run a race. I think Duchess of Lennox, another Waller runner, down the bottom there, has a case, as does Aliferous, who was a bit unlucky last start. But one Princess Jenny on top of 13, 2 and 16.
16 Duchess of Lennox for me. She used her luck on, used all her luck up getting into the field, and then she came up with barrier 21. So, look, she's going to need a few things to go right, but Waller's record in this race is particularly good, and she's coming along really well. Second to Nobu, Queensland Derby favourite. Second against the older horses. They ran quicker time, quicker last 600 than the Roses. So I'm happy to be with her. From one Princess Jenny, 3 Etana, and 15 Our Intrigue.
And bringing it home at Doomben on Saturday is the Bundaberg Run PJ OJ Stakes 2200. Wait for age group 2, Danny.
Yeah, with Lifeless already, a few of these obviously come through the Doomben Cup. Last start, I thought in a race that Doomben Cup I reference a few flashing lights. I thought Lifeless Ordinary was the pick of them. It was last on the turn, and had to sort of weave his way through the field. Sort of followed a similar path to the winner Cadena, sort of ducking back towards the inside there. Cadena had three or four lengths on him at the top of the turn, and Lifeless Ordinary took a lot of ground off that horse on the line to finish second. I think he can turn the tables in this. Cadena in for second. I got 60's Groove in for third, so going with that Doomben Cup trifecta, just in a different order. And in for fourth, Re-Edit doesn't get a run in the Oaks. I think she can run a big race here in this against the older horses. 2, 9, 6, and 12.
60's Groove for me. He'll be my best for the day at Doomben. Two runs back, both been really good, and I just think third up from a good gate, he gets his chance to break through. He was my best. Pretty in Pink was my value, and my other keen bet is Duchess of Lennox.
And Daniel's best, to recap, was race 2, number 10, California Zimble, and his value bet race 5, number 8, Everyday Lady. In Melbourne, they are racing at Caulfield. There's a number of heats of the winter series that culminates at Flemington in early July. And my best and value bets are just wrong, because Be Good to Your Mother is just too short. It's obvious, but he's into odds on and Live and Free. I made my value bet and $2.80 favourite, so really pretty embarrassing. I'm going to make my best, race 6, number 7, Bams on Fire, the former West Australian unbeaten over here. And my value bet will be the one that you wrote about, Daniel, and that is race 5, number 8, William Thomas. Does need to needs to turn the tables, I guess, on Bandipur, but is the up-and-comer of the field. And, your story talked me into it. So race 5, number 8, my value bet, William Thomas, and my best is going to be race 6, number 7, Bands on Fire.
I like Live and Free as well. Again, speaking to John O'Shea this week, he's lining up the Coonji in the spring as a bit of a target, a long-range target, so 2000 Caulfield. He's a dry tracker, so that is the query if we get all this rain. Caulfield, these city tracks can handle the rain, but if they get too much and it gets into the real sort of wet range, I wouldn't be surprised if he even scratched him. But I'm a bit shocked at the price, $2.80. But look, I've made him my best, but I wouldn't be stepping in yet. I'd wait and see and wait the conditions. But I will step in the first. I reckon the debutante will run well. Number 12, Z Hoarder. Made it my value bet from the Cindy Alderson stable. Craig Williams to ride, good pointer. Had a couple of jump outs, one against the older horses, and in the latest one on the Cranbourne course proper, just let down really well from the tail down the outside fence and won nicely. So look, it's always tricky to take on the raced horses, but I think Craig Williams on at this time of the year when he's chasing premierships is a good pointer. And $10, happy to back it each way.
Did you have a look at it, Caulfield?
I haven't had a deep look at the card admittedly, but there's one I like here in race 3 called Persuader. It's a filly I've had a lot of time for. First, I think she's a group horse on her day. Does tend to mix her form. First up, sat wide in a Group 2 Euclid Stakes in Adelaide. Just got to forgive the run there. But second up form reads well, and as I said, she's won a listed race on the CV at Sandown last spring. I think in a field that doesn't boast a whole heap of depth, gets 52 kilos after the claim as well. I think she's a live chance, and at each way odds, as I look at my best bets at the moment, I can definitely play her, but that's probably about it at Melbourne for me.
Alrighty, Rose Hill, the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday, and there is a listed event. It is the Elite Sand and Soil. And I don't know about you, but when I'm going for sand and soil, I don't just want, you know, any sort of blue-collar sort of sand and soil. I'm going for the Elite WJ McKell Cup. It's over 2,400 metres, and it is a listed race. You've both done the form. Who's going first? You, Joel, because it's your best.
Yeah, I'll go first. Girl Tuesday. The Blue Blood, Street Cry, out of Tuesday Joy. She won a BMW this trip, placed in couple of Oakses and a Derby, and this mare, look, she won her first four. She came back with some big wraps on her this prep, and then she went eighth. So that took a few of the wraps off her, but they just sort of brought her back a notch. She went to Anzac Day benchmark race and won, and then up to stakes level last time out in the lead up the Lord Mayor's Cup, and she went super. I think 2,400 won't be a problem. So she's the best from Abdon, number two, Tamarack 13, and Hush Writer. He's the query, first up, 2,400. He's opened up good odds, but watch the market with him.
Yeah, with Girl Tuesday as well. Keen to see her up to 2,400. That's the crux of it, really, running like she'll eat it up. And as Joel said, the mum, of course, won a Group 1 over the trip. So quite keen on Girl Tuesday in the race. High opinion's done nothing wrong with this preparation. Probably have a couple of more wins next to his name with a bit of luck. And for third, a Free Fly 2, who's just flying at the moment. He's won three of the last four. And Hush Rider, the query runner, as Joel touched on, 6-12, 16-7.
And Joel, Girl Tuesday, your best, your value?
Hogman A, race 8, number 9. Tough race. A big field with a few Waller runners, but I was with him last start at good odds, and he ran four, so we didn't quite get a collect, but I think he ran well enough to butter up with him. He had a good run in the race, but it just turned into a real sit sprint, and that's not his go. If he can roll along, it'll suit him better, so I'm happy to give him another chance. And my roughie for the day was race 4, number 7, No Doubt. Tricky to catch, but he's just dropping down in weight a little bit, and Anthony Cummings is flying at the moment. Winners the last three Saturdays, a double last week. He's got a few nice runners on Saturday, including Constellations, but I think No Doubt at good odds might be worth a ticket in race 4.
Your best in value, Daniel?
Yeah, Real 'Em in Ruby, my best. Comes up in race 5, number 9. I'm convinced she's better than a Saturday winter horse. Six starts, yet to miss a place, and she's done no favours to favourite backers. She's gone down twice at $2 this prep, but she's, you know, I think fourth up now. She's ready to fire, and the field doesn't look any tougher than her last start, second behind Strome. I think she'll be very hard to beat. Happy to take the 250 on offer. Value comes up in race 3. Horse called Nuke for the Gerald Ryan stable. Really liked his trials since freshen up 2 months since his last run. And yeah, two really good trials. I thought it's come up over the odds at 41-1. So happy to have a small each way nibble. Race 3, number 16, Nuke.
Alrighty, they're racing on the Parks track at Morphettville on Saturday, as well as there is a hurdle, is race 1 on the main track. Nine races all together, and in the tradition of Carl Diorio, you're waiting for fairly late on the card for your specials, Daniel.
With Waging War, fancy price, probably deservedly so. I think you probably should have won a Group 3 last start. Sat wide there, did a bit of work, and fought on well late. But yeah, with the two Waging War, I think there's only probably one or two winning chances in that race. Hard to beat the McDonald Gluteus runner, and value comes up in the last, Diamond Tycoon. It was terrific late. Took some while to sort of wind up there at Morville last start, but he was quite good late. And second up here, previous winner, second up this horse. I think at $8, she's worth a good each way price. So race 9, number 10, Diamond Tycoon.
Alrighty, Belmont, again the venue for Perth Racing on Saturday. There is a Group 3 race, it's the Belmont Sprint Race 6, and BJ Ryan begins his overview. Can't imagine Galaxy Star will be getting beaten, but then again, I think he probably said the same thing in the Roma Cup when she was a moral beaten, but sticking with Galaxy Star, his best. However, race 3, number 1, Come Play With Me. And his value bet is race 7, number 6, Undisclosed, at the un-BJ-like price of $15 each way. So, and there's a few others earlier on the program where he's just, oh yeah, this will be winning, that'll be winning. So, you know, I do love the confidence. That's Belmont. Earlier in the day, they're racing at Whanganui and Ellerslie, Joel.
Yeah, Whanganui, the best, is race 9, so the last race, number 6, Spondulix, who's coming off 2 minor placings. She ran well last start, and importantly, she faces the horse that beat her and gets a 6.5 kilo weight swing with a 4 kilo apprentice, Hazel Schofer, who's doing a pretty good job. Sort of, I think, 14 or 15 rides, 4 Quinellas, 4 winners, 4 runner-up finishes, so she's had a good little start to her career. I think she probably needs one winner to outride her 4 kilo claim. So I think she'll run well. Spondulux and the value, Skull Owie, race 3, number 8. Got a big fat duck egg next to its name, but no luck at all. Just never got clear first up. Wide gate is a bit tricky, but it's a heavy track, so they'll be getting out wide. So I don't think that'll be too big a problem. Ellerslie, let's stick with a winner, Lily Thunder. She got the cash for us a fortnight ago. Up to open company. They did that last prep. She's only lightly raced. She came off 2 wins, and they went to an open race, and she failed. But that was a dead track, and just, yeah, she didn't really have conditions to suit. She'll handle the real wet ground. It's slow at the moment. So I think she is ready this prep to go to open company with the lightweight. And the value was in the last. Race 8, number 10, So Wicked. This is another that will be suited by a good amount of rain in the track. She was good first up, really attacked the line, and then last time out just didn't run on as well, but she was beating less than 4 lengths, and as I said, she should get better conditions to suit on Saturday.
Alright, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Don't forget, your winning post takes you through from Friday to Sunday, plus fields for Monday, and all your favourite features still only $5.50. and finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. And I was back on the winner's list last week with not enough effort. And I'm going to go to Melbourne again on Saturday. A little bit leery of the wet track, but race 6, number 7, Bam's on Fire for me.
I'll go at Doomben, $20 all up. We'll go Duchess of Lennox for a place. We'll play a little bit soft. Place Duchess of Lennox into Win 60s Groove. That'll still set you up for a nice collect.
I'm going a little left field. Hope we can maybe create a bank for Saturday. I'm really keen on one at the Pakenham Synthetic Track on Friday. Ultra Smart, race 8, will be very hard to beat. I think Tom's at a really good price, about 460, 470 thereabouts. So 20 on her, and if she wins, we'll have a good bank to start with on Saturday.
Excellent. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.